with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Mike
Rivero. It is Thursday, February 3rd, 2011. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Manny's in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. In about a half an hour, Leon Hsu, activist for sovereignty here in Hawaii, will be joining us on the air to discuss how this global revolution, all these nations struggling to break free of their private central banks and struggling to break free of their Washington and Tel Aviv-backed puppet rulers, how that impacts the Republic of Hawaii. And in the future. Just starting right off the top here, the situation in Egypt, the internet has apparently been restored. Mubarak has realized that not only is it not stopping the people of Egypt from getting the story out about what's going on there, but it's preventing Egypt's intelligence services from monitoring what the Egyptians are talking about. So that's back on. We're getting emails, we're getting videos and photos from the ground in Egypt. The story is just ugly. I don't know if you were watching last night, late into the evening, where Mubarak's thugs were literally dropping Molotov cocktails on the protesters, setting them on fire. A lot of people were hurt. A lot of people were shot. The people of Egypt, though, did not back down, and ultimately, just before we went to air, we're getting reports that Mubarak's thugs have basically quit. They've pulled out of that square. They've given up. Now, there have been a couple of developments. First of all, the Egyptian Freedom Marchers captured quite a few of Mubarak's thugs, and they took their IDs and took photos of them, plastered them all over the internet and all over TV. So everybody around the world knows that the so-called Mubarak supporters were, in fact, government employees. In fact, we're getting reports now where Egypt's government employees were literally being ordered to go out and demonstrate in favor of the presidency and to attack the freedom marchers. They didn't even really want to do it, but they were told, do it or you're going to lose your job. So just before we went to air, we put up a video that's just surfaced where there's a bunch of Egyptian freedom marchers just walking down the street chanting, peaceful demonstration. One of Mubarak's police cars just drives right through them, runs over several of the protesters, and then just speeds right off again. So anybody who thinks that Mubarak is really concerned about the Egyptian people or human rights or reforms, if you had any doubts, this is a dictatorship. That's basically it right now. They've sent in the thugs, and everybody knows that they're thugs. And, you know, I really want to point out the fact that this is the United States has been talking about, you know, democracy and freedom and will of the people and consent of the government, but they're still backing this guy. They're still backing this guy at all. And do you remember when we were all tricked into invading Iraq by Israel and the U.S. tried to justify that, you know, when it became obvious that Iraq did not have the nuclear bombs that Bush said they did? They kept the war going by saying, oh, well, it's okay because we're going to bring democracy to those people. That's always the fallback excuse when the U.S. invades and conquers some other country. We're bringing democracy to those people. We never really do it, of course. Here in Egypt, the people want democracy. What does the United States do? They mouth off a lot about principles and stability and Israel's security, and they just absolutely turn their back on the people of Egypt. So anytime from now on when the government says we support democracy, yeah, they do with their mouth. They only support the democracies they create and control. When the people of a country stand up and say we want a democratic voice in the ruling of our own country, the U.S. can be counted on to basically look the other way and pretend it didn't happen, which is what happened back in 2006 when Hamas won the elections in Gaza and the Israel and the United States said, well, we're going to pretend that didn't actually happen. We're going to go on supporting the Palestinian Authority, even if it means having to starve the Gazan people into forgetting who they voted for back in 2006 here. So, anyway, coming up here to the top of this segment, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. It's really ugly. Israel is starting to stand revealed in all of this thing. We will be right back.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 40.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're talking about the situation in Egypt, and the American media is basically commenting on the fact that looking at the streets of Cairo today, it seems like there are a lot fewer freedom marchers out there, and they're saying, wow, maybe it's fading away and everything, and of course that's complete nonsense, because the organizers of the ouster of Mubarak, the Egyptians who are trying to basically bring democracy and get rid of this dictatorship they've had to live under for 30 years now, they've scheduled tomorrow is the big day where they're just going to have another really huge push all across the nation. So everybody's staying home today, and they're resting, and they're eating, and they're taking it easy, because it's going to be a very, very arduous situation tomorrow. So I'm not surprised that we're not seeing a lot of people in the streets of Cairo right now. I expect that, you know, it's about 10 o'clock at night there right now, and I would say that probably as we get into tomorrow morning, Friday, it's really going to start cranking up there. Now, what is really interesting is we've been reporting over the last couple of days, Israel has sent air cargo planes full of crowd dispersal weapons, CS tear gas, things like that, down to Egypt for Mubarak to use on the Freedom Marchers. And yesterday we were reporting that there were rumors that Israeli infiltration units, these special trained units, where they look like Arabs, they're trained to talk and dress and act like Arabs, and they will infiltrate Arab areas and then carry out actions that are politically advantageous for Israel. They're agents provocateurs. And these were rumored to be on the ground in Egypt to basically cause trouble and to target for assassination the natural leaders that emerge from within the crowd of the Egyptian freedom marchers. And sure enough, they got one of them. The protesters caught a member of the Israeli General Staff Reconnaissance Unit, Sayert Matkal, I believe is how it's pronounced, and they've arrested him in Egypt. We don't have his actual name yet, but now they have absolute ironclad proof that Israeli assets are on the ground in Egypt assisting Mubarak against the Egyptian people. This is, if you will recall your history, the very exact crime for which Charles I was beheaded by the British, and deservedly so. When you contract with a foreign government to come in and oppress your own people in order to maintain your tyrannical control over them, yeah, you deserve to lose your head. I don't think there's anybody that says there's a legitimate justification for that kind of behavior. And Israel, having basically abandoned even the pretext of, you know, being a democratic country, as of broadcast time today, we were getting a report that Israel has basically offered to place, and I quote, all its capabilities, end quote, at the disposal of General Omar Suleiman, the recently appointed vice president of Egypt, for the protection of the regime in Egypt. In other words, Israel is, they're throwing everything into this situation. They want to keep Mubarak there. They want to prove that they can keep Mubarak there. They need to prove to themselves and to all their other puppet rulers around planet Earth that when Israel says you will have a puppet ruler over your country, that by golly, he will stay there, and we will protect him and keep him there. This is the turning point. If when Mubarak comes down, it's a major defeat not only for Mubarak's dictatorship, it will be a major political defeat for Israel. It'll be a major political defeat for the United States of America. It'll be a defeat for everybody who's supporting Mubarak, like Tony Blair. And Israel's not even hiding the fact now that they are supporting the dictator against his own people. Do you remember the good old days when Israel was always talking about being the only democracy in the Middle East, right up until 2006 when Hamas won the elections? Then after that, Israel didn't talk about being democratic anymore. And here they are, basically, they're sending weapons, agents provocateurs, agents on the ground, all their capabilities at the disposal of the dictatorship to use against the people of Egypt. I think as this gets out there, and more people across the Middle East realize that Mubarak has Israel on the ground in Egypt killing Egyptians, this is just going to explode everything. The whole situation is going to go completely out of control. Now, it turns out that Vodafone, which is one of the cellular companies that is allowed to operate within Egypt, they're very popular in Europe. They were one of the earliest mobile phone companies. I actually worked on a commercial of theirs back in 1980. And Vodafone has gone public saying that the flood of text messages in support of Mubarak, and which were used to organize the attacks on the protest marchers in Cairo, were ordered by the Egyptian government. Under Egyptian law, the government can come in and say, you need to use your system to send text messages to every single cell phone in your system saying, boy, isn't that Mubarak a really swell guy? We've got to go in there and we've got to defend him and so forth and so on. And now Vodafone has basically gone public saying those messages were not genuine messages from the Egyptian people to each other. They were a plant by the government, a propaganda trick. And it just underscores the fact that dictators, when they are falling from power, don't believe in fair play. Mubarak will shut down the people's internet, but he'll force the cell companies to send his messages. They're arresting reporters that are reporting on the peace movement, but they're being nice to the reporters that support Mubarak. And they're just basically, they're down to this ends justify the means mentality. We will do anything, including setting our own people on fire. Mubarak, like any other tyrant in history, is perfectly willing to kill one quarter of his own people if it'll make the remaining three-quarters survivors, you know, obedient slaves. personally, I think it's just really, you know, angering everybody. Because as the Molotov cocktails are flying back and forth, you know, the Egyptian people are saying, you know, is Mubarak the new Nero? Is he going to burn down Cairo rather than lose control over it? But what is really intriguing is all the growing evidence that Israel is on the ground in Egypt killing Egyptians with the permission and encouragement and support of Mubarak and Suleiman. We're going to go to the phones. Dee in Minnesota. Aloha, Dee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Is Dee there?
I heard that yesterday about Israel sending people in there. I was a little bit skeptical of it.
Mm-hmm.
But as the night progressed and I started hearing about machine gun fire on the crowds and stuff, I started to kind of rethink things. And then this morning, Press TV, I was watching that, and this Egyptian viewer had sent in an amateur video. He caught the arrest of an Israeli on video, and the protesters had arrested this guy, and this guy kept saying, "I'm Israeli, I'm Israeli." So
yeah, like that's going to get him out of trouble.
Confirmed or what?
You know, it's the same thing they said on 9/11 when they busted the dancing Israeli there. It says, "I'm Israeli. The Palestinians are the problem. Leave me alone." And you know.
Yep. Well, I don't think the Egyptians are going to leave him alone.
Yeah.
I think he's going to face his own fate in Egypt.
I was going to say that's kind of like walking into a Hell's Angels bar and screaming, "All you pussy bikers suck." You're not going to get a good response there.
Well, no. Yeah, and you know, as you know, I am married to an Egyptian, and we talk about this a lot. We've been watching it really close, and he and I have kind of come to the consensus that once this video gets out to the four winds of the internet and the Egyptian people see and hear about it, they're not going to stop protesting. They're going to get very, very irate, and things are just going to get even uglier.
Oh, there's no question about it, and I will tell you why. It isn't the blood, it isn't the brutality, it's the insult that Mubarak thinks these kind of tricks are going to work against the people. For any dictator to get up there and play these kind of tricks, he's basically saying, "I think you are stupid enough where I can pull this off." And so he's basically insulted every living Egyptian right now and said, "You're all idiots, because I can play these little tricks and I will get away with it."
Well, and the second part of this, and this is something that he had mentioned to me, he had said, you know, they're even especially going to get upset because Israel had no right to send its people in to kill Egyptians to put down this revolt. Israel should just stay out of it.
Okay. I think, absolutely. Well, Israel doesn't have a right that you and I would accept. Israel's attitude is they do have the right to go anywhere and do anything they feel is in their interest. That's one of the reasons why so many other countries are angry with them. We don't like it when they do it to us, like the USS Liberty or the attack on, the Levant affair, USS Cole or 9/11 or any of that stuff. But Israel feels, yeah, they can go anywhere and do anything they want. That's what led them to do that attack on the aid flotilla in international waters last May. In Israel's mind, it's all their waters anyway. And I think they were really a little caught off guard by the reaction of the world. But you're absolutely right. I mean, Israel is there basically at the invitation of Mubarak, but the Egyptian people are not going to recognize that as legitimate any more than the British people thought it was legitimate when Charles I invited Scotland to come in and whoop the crud out of them. So
I'm just saying that from the Egyptians' point of view, that's how they're going to see it. Israel had no business being there in the first place.
Well, this has the potential of just blowing up the entire Middle East. Everybody's going to go crazy with that because they all do hate Israel for very good reasons. Israel has worked hard for the last 60 years, pissing off everybody in the region. And to see Israel on the ground in Egypt killing Egyptians is not going to make matters any better whatsoever.
No, it's not.
Okay. All right.
That was basically all I had to confirm what you had already said. I was wondering if the amateur video was confirmed or not.
Yeah, we have it linked to what really happened. I got to let you go here. We got to take a station break. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Mike.
you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And an off-air caller called in. They've got the name now of the Israeli commando who was captured in Alexandria, and it's Sharik Matkal, I believe. Or is that? I think that's the name of the agency that he worked for, because that's what I was just saying before. That's the name of the unit he worked for. I don't think that's the name of the actual guy himself. Anyway, we're going to go back to the phones. Vince in Montana. Aloha, Vince. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike? Hey, Mike, aloha. Hey, quick aloha. Report for you about what I talked to you about yesterday. Last night I was watching Al Jazeera feed, and I very briefly saw almost a subliminal cut of a tank spraying the demonstrators in the square there, and they cut it off very quickly, so I did a little searching, and I've come up with a link that'll show you a tank spraying gas on the demonstrators there. If you go to Google and type in tank spraying gas Cairo, the third one, you'll get a great clip from probably the Al Jazeera Arabic feed of this tank running through, and it is a tank out the back of the tank, running through and spraying what looks like white gas over the crowd.
Sounds like CS. Can you say?
Well, you know what? They're not reacting like CS, though, Mike. I mean,
well,
CS
can you email me? Well, we know, you know, back during Operation Cast Lead, there were some reports of some very strange experimental stuff being tried out on the Gazans. And since we now know that Israel is in fact supplying these crowd dispersal chemicals to Egypt. I mean, you know, anything is possible. If I could get you to email me that link, and I'll take a look at it and put it up on the website.
Yeah, sure. You can find it just as fast, though, by Googling that. It's the third one down on Google, but I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Anyway,
I couldn't hear what to Google, so you need to email it to me. And okay. I'm sorry to be that way, but, at my end of the conversation, you're cutting in and out. You sound like Johnny Mathis on a bad day.
That unit is the Sayeret Matkal.
Yeah.
And that is the General Staff Reconnaissance Unit of the Israeli Defense Force. That's the same unit that Captain Danny Lewin, who was amongst the hijackers on 9/11, that was his unit. It's the highest level reconnaissance, and their motto is, he who dares wins. So they're very elite special operations unit in the IDF.
Well, I'm glad they got one of them, and I hope they parade them all around the world here, because people need to understand that the people of Egypt want a change in government. They want democracy. They want freedom from the dictatorship they've lived under for most of their lives, and Israel is in there trying to subvert that process, just like they do it here in the United States of America. They come in with AIPAC, they buy up our Congress and bribe them, to the point where now anybody who runs for office in the United States, the first thing they do is trot off to Israel to daven in front of Tel Aviv and say, yes, I'll be good to you. Please let me be a congressman or something here in the United States of America.
And they're protecting Mubarak down in Sharm el-Sheikh, too.
Okay.
Wait a minute, that's it for me.
All right, Vince, thanks an awful lot. And sorry
right,
for all the
trouble. I'll email that to you.
All right, thank you very much. I don't know that Mubarak is down in this Sharm el-Sheikh or whatever area there is. It is clear that Mubarak does not want his exact locations known. We did have reports that three rings of barbed wire barricades were surrounding the Imperial Palace. Obviously, Mubarak doesn't want his whereabouts to be known. And is probably laying all kinds of decoys and saying, oh, he's over here, he's over there, he's behind the barbed wire, he's this. Certainly the fact that his little Hail Mary pass to stay in power was a recording should tell us all that he is effectively in hiding from his own people and hoping that the Israelis can come in and bail him out of this whole mess. But I think the object lesson here that the people of the world need to understand is that Israel is not shy about going into other people's countries and subverting the government to their own needs. And when the people don't want to live under a puppet regime anymore, coming in and using chemicals and gas and machine guns and Molotov cocktails on them to just keep those slaves in their place. And they're doing it in Egypt. They've been trying to do it in Palestine all this time. They're doing it here in the United States of America. We have American men and women and children sleeping in alleys during the killing winter, eating out of trash bins, and still our government sends billions and billions of dollars in cash and weapons over to Israel, even though it's actually illegal under U.S. law for them to do so under the Simonton Amendment and the Glenn Act. So, I mean, Israel has cost you. Never mind all of Israel's minions in the United States who are ripping us off left and right, like Bernie Madoff with the loot and his ilk. Israel has cost the American taxpayer four times the entire cost of the Apollo moon program, and we're not exactly getting a great leap for mankind out of it. I think we're all tired of it. And what we keep seeing, I mean, you know, when this whole Egyptian thing began, you know, our government was talking about our founding principles, will of the people, consent of the governed, all those things that we expect our government to be supporting. And as soon as Israel comes out and says, no, 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 we want Mubarak to stay, we saw almost everybody in our government and the media do a 180-degree and say, oh, yes, we don't support the ouster of Mubarak. He's good for stability. He's good for Israel. It doesn't matter what those people of Egypt want. Their concerns don't figure into this. This is way too important for the people of Egypt to even have a voice in this whole thing. And they're trying to sell you this whole idea that under certain circumstances, governments do have the right to come in and simply tell you what to do, and you have no choice but to say yes. We do have a choice. We're going to take a break. We should be back with Leon Sue after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generation.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Got all their credit cards, some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores, I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And joining us on the air is Leon Sue, longtime rights activist here in Hawaii, sovereignty movement guru, as it will. Leon, thank you very much for taking time to spend with us today.
Hi, Michael. It's good to be back again.
Well, Leon, first of all, I'm going to apologize up front because we're having a technical issue where I'm having trouble hearing your end of the conversation. You are going out to our listeners, and I understand that they can hear me very well. But if it seems like I'm stumbling in response to your commentary, that's the reason why. Perhaps we could start off, if you could just give our listeners a quick summary of the current state of the sovereignty movement, and then basically as we start seeing all these revolts around the world of people wanting to break free from large empire structures and just be their own countries again, how that impacts future plans for the Republic of Hawaii.
Very good. Well, it's a pretty broad topic, as you can tell. The sovereignty movement, which is actually an independence movement, we moved away from the term sovereignty some time ago, and we're talking about independence because we presume that we already have our sovereignty, Hawaii having already been a recognized nation during the 19th century, and we, as through legal channels, we have actually confirmed that the nation of Hawaii, the Hawaiian Kingdom, is actually still in existence, it's in continuity. So we never lost our sovereignty. We're still an independent nation that is seeking to restore and to regain our presence in the world
public law that Clinton signed, correct?
Well, actually, it was because of the legal acts that occurred to make us a state of the United States. A number of illegal acts that occurred over the last century. But the apology that Clinton signed in 1993 actually confirms what the legal ramifications were as far as the illegal takeover of Hawaii by the United States. So all Clinton's apology did was confirmed, and they admitted that they were in the wrong in doing so. So our nation still exists. As we have always asserted. Yeah.
Okay, well, I understand that Clinton's signing of the public apology was simply an admission and a confirmation of what we've known all along, that Hawaii's transition from independent country to a subordinate state of the United States of America was basically an illegal process. We know that there are a number of states who are now standing up and saying, wait a minute, the forms were not properly followed. The Supreme Court has ruled that Congress did not have the right to annex Texas with a joint resolution. Alaska is now saying that their vote for statehood did not conform to international requirements of the time. And a lot of states are just basically standing up and saying, you know, we're tired of being part of a country whose central government is just messing things up as badly as this one has. We're seeing states like Virginia are already preparing to issue their own state currency in the event of a collapse of the Federal Reserve. I think Hawaii ought to be doing exactly the same thing. But when I brought the subject up with Governor Lingle, she basically gave me one of those stink face looks that says, oh, come on now, you're just one of those conspiracy wackos.
Right, which is actually great. It works to our advantage because they don't see us coming, and we are very close. I represent the Hawaiian Kingdom as the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and the last years, as you know, I've been traveling quite a bit and attending various forums around the world regarding countries and peoples that you have mentioned who are asserting their independence and seeking to be recognized. And so we have actually melded together in kind of a loose coalition, but something that we keep each other apprised of and help each other out on the global scale. But anyway, so what we're looking at right now is that the U.S. actually doesn't see us coming, and we are very close. We're very close to actually shaking it up from the standpoint of getting international recognition and working with other nations for mutual interest and things like that, for which we don't have to ask the U.S. any permission for. I've been traveling on my Hawaiian Kingdom passport. I've been, occasionally it's questioned, but basically I can use my Hawaiian Kingdom passport. We are more and more each day getting to the point where other nations are beginning to take us seriously and to actually welcome us into the family of nations. So we're making a lot of progress.
Okay, well, I think the main reason I wanted you to be on the show this week right now, it is very obvious that the entire world is heading into a period of immense change. Over the last several years, we've seen this growing push for a global government, the New World Order is one name of it, clearly a very fascistic economic state where the wealth is basically drawn up to the global leaders. We know that the global government was being brought in with fraud and deception, whether it was global warming or global flu pandemic or this global economic meltdown, which seems to have been triggered by the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. But what seems to have actually happened is they've created a climate of global revolt and global striving for independence. And I think the people of the world, instead of saying, oh, wouldn't it be cool to be all one governed planet, everybody's saying, we want to go back to just being our own little countries and we want to be left alone because we're tired of these globalists coming in. We're tired of the IMF. Everywhere you go in any one of these countries that is striking back against their dictatorship, you will inevitably see signs on the wall, IMF go home, IMF get out. And people are tired of this imposition and debt enslavement by these private central banks with licenses to counterfeit. So it seems to me, if in fact the people of Egypt bring down Mubarak, and it almost seems like it's inevitable, even with Israel sending in military support to prop up the regime, it does seem like Mubarak is on his way out. And
yes,
when that happens, it's a serious political defeat for the United States. It's a serious political defeat for Israel, and it's encouraging. I mean, the number of other nations that are now starting to talk about getting rid of their imposed puppet governments. The Palestinians want to get rid of the Palestinian Authority now that they've discovered that the PA was actually in league with Israel. Iceland fired their government, threw their bankers in jail. Riots in Greece, riots in Great Britain. It's happening all over the world. And inevitably, when you consider that economic inequality and hardship in the United States is actually worse than it was in Egypt, it almost seems inevitable that we're going to see this kind of revolt against the private central bank and the oligarchs here in the United States of America. And at that opportunity, I know that there are quite a few regions within the United States that are talking about balkanizing and breaking off. The Northeast, you know, the original 13 colonies might become one little country. There's the Western States Coalition that basically wants to be the Western side, the original Confederacy. And at that point, it almost seems to me inevitable that we're going to see both Alaska and Hawaii revert back to being their own independent republics. And, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start a whole, to bring this to reality.
Yes. Well, actually, you're hitting it right on the head. I agree entirely with your assessment of what's going on. I agree completely. In fact, the last part that you mentioned, Alaska and Hawaii, is, of course, a great passion for me, because we have joined up with the Alaskans, and we have been pressing at the United Nations for an investigation on the processes that we use that violate the United Nations policies on how one decolonizes. Anyway, mm-hmm. So Alaska and Hawaii, having both been have been absorbed by the United States in the same year using the same illegal processes, faulty process, we have a really strong case there at the UN. So we have been pressing this. I've attended maybe six conferences at the UN in the past 2 years that really presses this issue. The most recent having been in November, where we made quite a bit of headway with the other nations there, really taking our case to them and getting quite a bit of support and sympathy for our cause. But you're right, on the global matter, on the global stage, with these seemingly organic and is not organized at all. It's just like the time has come. It's basically, I call it a freedom movement of the people. And you're right, it's a revolt against this one-size-fits-all global economy that doesn't fit anybody except the bankers and the people who are running it. And so I think that this is really something healthy. It's something a little spooky for most people because it's going to involve a little messiness. But to me, I think it's healthy because the people are saying we don't want to participate in this slavery that we have to this world economic system, and we refuse to be part of it. And I think that this is great.
Oh, I absolutely agree. I've been opposed to globalism all along. Anytime somebody says global government, I keep reminding myself that's what Alexander the Great wanted. That's what Napoleon wanted. That's what Adolf Hitler wanted, and it didn't work out very well for ordinary people. I think one of the reasons to really work against a global financial system based on the International Monetary Fund, which is just the Federal Reserve on steroids, is when you realize that in the United States of America last year, 47% of all corporate profits were in the financial services industry. In other words, almost half of the money being earned by corporations in America is from playing with other people's money. They're not making
right.
a product. They're not producing anything. They're not growing anything. They just take
right.
money in debt, and they bundle it around and wrap it up and say, ooh, I get a piece of the action, and they pass the losses on back to the people, which is the classic fascist economic model. I get to keep
yes.
the profits. The people pay the losses.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And that's slavery. That's and this is what is really really, I believe at the crux of it, that people are basically saying, we refuse to play this game anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And more people start to say that, the less that they can control us. And so, one of the things that we're looking at is, at the Hawaii and Alaska situation is that this global meltdown that is occurring is actually going to benefit us, because the U.S. is going to have to cut its losses. And especially mm-hmm. if you've got a rebellion on your hand, and of course a peaceful rebellion, something very different from what we're seeing in Egypt right now. But at the same time, it's got that same spirit where we want control of our own destiny, we want control of our own economics, we want control of our own lives. And so this particular sentiment is really what's driving this, and I think it's very healthy. I think it's very exciting because for once, if we become in control of our own situation, then we can make the decision, and we are much more creative than a bunch of bankers who are simply looking to make money. You know,
yeah.
We can take care of our people. We can grow our economy in a way that benefits people. We can restore our land. We can do all these things. We can feed ourselves and get ourselves off this dependency, this slave-like dependency on the United States or on a global economy. And so this is where the independence movement I see is independence from control from anybody else and us taking our responsibility to operate and to survive and to prosper under our own rules and under our own set of values.
Well, I know, living here on Oahu as you do, I have just watched so many people that I know have their lives utterly destroyed by the decline in tourism. And I know the media is trying to say, oh, tourism is really doing very well. But my wife and I, we've lived here for 12 years, and I remember what Waikiki looked like when we first moved here. And it was alive and vibrant and crowded. And the last time we went down there, it was, you know, one step shy of a ghost town. And all of this is because of this imposed TSA nonsense, which is just part of this whole money-making security industrial complex. We know that there are no real terrorists out there in the world, because nobody goes out to commit acts that are going to destroy public support for whatever their sociopolitical agenda happens to be. So all of the terrorists are phony, and the TSA is just a way to make money without having to actually do anything useful for it. And it's destroyed our local economy, and it is time for that to stop, because you look at, you know, bankruptcies are up 30% this last year, massive homelessness in Hawaii, and all of it goes right back to the federal government making really, really bad choices that are good for the federal government and everybody who's their buddy, like Michael Chertoff, and bad for the people. And the attitude of the government is, well, the people are just going to have to put up with it because we have more important things to worry about than ordinary Americans.
Yeah. Well, I agree entirely with you.
All right, well, Leon, you know, thanks again for spending time with us, and I'm sorry for all the technical issues. And are you still out there playing at the Pink Lady on a regular basis?
No, I haven't. I've been too much of an activist, really, to have the time to do that anymore, so I haven't been performing much. But Malia,
okay, well,
I'm still
yeah, I understand that. I had to basically quit off the map and all that movie and TV work here because this is now my full-time gig. You and I and Claire and your significant other, we got to get together and have ourselves a real nice talk over what's going on right now, because this is definitely a time of opportunity. Anything else you want to share with our listeners before we let you go?
Well, what I want to share is that we are very optimistic here in Hawaii, particularly with the independence movement. We believe that we are going to be achieving independence within a fairly short time. We have the U.S. at a point right now where they are frustrated and they can't continue this charade and this facade of legitimacy anymore. They're going to have to face the nation on this charge of their illegal occupation of Hawaii. And so we are very close, and we are, again, in conversation with other nations to start up trade and diplomatic relations once again. And so look for us in the very near future. You're going to be seeing more and more of Hawaii asserting its independence and actually gaining its independence.
Well, Well, Leon, you can count on me for 100% support. I have been a huge supporter and fan of independence since even before we moved to Hawaii, when I was trading emails with Bumpy. And, you know, so count me in. I want to be there for the flag rising.
All right. Okay, thank you so much. And aloha to all your listeners.
All right, thank you very much, and aloha back at you. That was Leon Hsu, an independence activist. They're not even calling it the sovereignty movement anymore because, the public law that President Bill Clinton signed acknowledges the nation of Hawaii never surrendered its sovereignty. It has continued. It may have been a nation without land, but it is a nation. It does have some land now, and they want to be an independent nation, not just an Indian reservation, not a nation within the nation of the United States, but a separate, independent nation and equal among nations around the world. Very exciting prospect, and I'm so glad he's feeling optimistic about it. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
This country is coming to... I sure would like to know if they don't do something by and by. The rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And that was Leon Hsu talking about the independent nation of Hawaii. It was independent before. It was literally commandeered and annexed by the United States in an action that was illegal. And I just put up at whatreallyhappened.com, I put up a link to a story. It's an article we've had here for a long time. Hawaii is not legally a state. and some of Leon's writings, earlier writings. I got to catch up with him. I actually have not been following along as closely as I might have. But a lot of his writings are linked to the very bottom of it. And ultimately, there are two kinds of people in the world. There are those who believe in the rule of law and that the law should apply to governments as well as to men. And then there are those who think the law is just something for the masses to have to deal with and that certain very wealthy individuals and governments should be above the law and allowed to do whatever they want because that's what it means to be the king or the emperor or whatever. So we're in a contest of that right now. Mubarak and his thugs think that they can do whatever they want, and only the Egyptian people should be constrained by laws. Only the Egyptian people should be compelled to not resort to violence. The Egyptian people should not be allowed access to telecommunications, but Mubarak should. So, if you doubted Mubarak was a dictator, doubt no more. When he sends in the thugs, when he brings in a foreign government to oppress his own people in order to prolong his rule, that pretty much tells you what's going on here. As for the United States of America, it is in tremendous humiliation. First of all, that the United States had to reverse itself under command of Israel and support Mubarak, and Mubarak basically didn't listen to any of the advice the United States wanted to give him anyway. So in a very real way, in a very real way, Egypt's revolution is already won because Mubarak and Israel and the United States stand exposed before the whole world for what they really are, not their carefully crafted, manufactured, and paid-for public relations image, but what they really are, supporters of dictatorships who may give lip service to democratic principles, but don't in their own heart of hearts really feel constrained to obey them. As Henry Kissinger said in justifying the overthrow of the elected government of Chile, these issues are too important to be left to the Chilean voters. And it's that kind of arrogance that leads to dictatorship. This, I am right, you know, I am the state, we know better. Back during Nixon's era, they called it the true believer mentality. Members of the American government who would engage in criminal activity against the American people, against foreign governments, because they knew they served what they thought was a higher purpose. It's okay for us to break the law. We're doing something noble and good. And always it turned out to just be, you know, self-interest, masquerading, delusionally self deceptions about what was going on here. Alrighty, let's see. Sean in New Mexico. Aloha, Sean. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I'm calling from northern New Mexico, kind of in the Taos area. People might be familiar with that.
Yeah.
And as of this morning, this whole area of northeastern New Mexico is out of natural gas. It appears that possibly by the end of the day, all of New Mexico might be out of natural gas. And
it's cold there.
It's really cold right now. And all the space heaters all over, totally sold out. There's people here in Taos who are making the 90-mile drive to Santa Fe to buy space heaters. The reason, we're told, is because of the West Texas blackout.
All right, we got to let you go. We've got to take a station break. Actually, stay with me. I want to bring you back in after the station break.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar gets